My presentation is going to be a little bit of an overview of the different types of products and options that a commercial and industrial customer has, particularly in the state of Texas. I don't need to spend too much time on some of these initial items, but basically I want to do a brief touch on why do we have retail competition, where does it exist, what are we actually competing over, and then most importantly, how can customers take advantage of the fact that we do have this competition available in the state. This is more of just a background, and Megan already sort of touched on it. I imagine most of the people in the room are well familiar with these issues and concepts. Retail competition in Texas started back in 1999 with Senate Bill 7. It began in January of 2002. When we talk about what that actually means and what Senate Bill 7 did, that graphic on the right of the presentation, it's not completely deregulated. The generation side, of course, is. Power plants are competing against each other, and merchant generators are competing in the wholesale space. The distribution is not open to competition. However, when you get to the retail side, that is open to competition. Retail suppliers compete for customers, compete on the different types of products and the prices that they offer to the end consumers. What's the justification? Well, these arguments are mostly well known. I've listed four bullet points, but as I was working through this, there's really just two. One is we think it's going to be cheaper. We think if there's more competition, more people in the market from a supply side, that prices will ultimately come down. And the second three bullet points are really the same. It's that when you have competition, you have innovation, you have products that are prepared, developed for the market, specific to specific customers. And hopefully there's some innovation and a wider range of services that can be offered from different suppliers.